What's up, everybody? I just want to give you a quick disclaimer regarding the first few minutes of the episode today. We had some trouble with the microphone, so please bear with us as we figure out this whole podcasting thing. But regardless, the show is fantastic, so stick around.
Stolen by Frazier. Down the line with the photo, but it's gone!
Now has starts for Ewing. Ewing with the spin. Ewing, yes! Quick spin move from Anthony. Counted and one.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Knicks Fancast, Episode 5. I'm here with Anthony. My name is Bruno. Talking about the Knicks today and talk about All-Star Weekend. Let's start off with the Raptor game from last week.
What a sloppy game that was. I don't remember such an ugly game being played by the Knicks in a long time.
Yeah, I actually got frustrated. I had to turn the game off. They missed tons of easy layups, and it felt like the Raptors was making everything, and it was just stacked against us.
It was sloppy overall. If you saw the first quarter, what was the score at the end of the first quarter? It was such a low scoring. It was 14-18. I mean, the Knicks actually were ahead in the first half, but the second half, the poor shooting just caught up with them.
Yeah, they shot, pretty much everyone shot terribly outside of JR, who shot okay. He had a team high 26 points, but Melo was awful.
Melo was awful, but so was Rudy Gay. I mean, Rudy Gay shot 4-for-21, so I guess they canceled each other out. But then their bench showed up. Alan Anderson, he went 6-for-8 from three-pointers.
Yeah.
Pretty much pulled that game away for the Raptors in third.
I never even heard of Alan Anderson.
Yeah. The only reason he was in is because Kyle Lowry got those two tees and he had to get thrown out of the game.
Yeah. John Lucas also hit that clutch shot with like 50 seconds to go, which was just ridiculous that he even made that.
Yeah.
But that's the way the game went down the stretch, pretty much. None of the Knicks could make a shot. There was like three layups missed.
Shooting overall, I think J.R. Smith was our best shooter that night. Amari went 4-for-13. He didn't really do much. Melo just kept forcing them up. I know what they were trying to do. I mean, he was in a slump, and it was obvious. And they were trying to, like, pretty much force him out of the slump. But it wasn't working. He wasn't going anywhere. He couldn't make a shot.
No, he couldn't make anything. And it was just... We kept catching up. You know, we would hit the two-point mark and then the three-point mark, and then we just couldn't stop them. I mean, we did play them, like, well. It's not like we were terrible on defense. They just made ridiculous shots.
Yeah.
That, you know, with the hand in your face.
First game in a while, Tyson Chandler doesn't have double-digit assists.
You mean rebounds?
I mean rebounds, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, the assist was low.
Well, he had nine.
He had five assists. Yeah, he only had nine, actually. No one had 12. Melo was guarded pretty well by Fields, too, when Fields was in there. I attribute a little bit to the defense by the Raptors and attribute a lot of it to just poor shooting.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Just poor shooting overall. I'm not really sure why. It was reported later that Melo had some sort of contusion in his left or right arm. I don't even know. And that kind of gave me a little sigh of relief, but at the same time, not really. Because they've been playing like garbage lately.
Yeah, these shooting struggles have to stop. I think the All-Star Weekend could only help them right now.
I hope so. Didn't really help James White, but
Yeah, he didn't see too many minutes anyway.
That's true, but we lost to the Clippers, we lost to the Wizards, and then before that we beat a couple of garbage teams. The way they've been playing, it's like they're playing like a 500 ball club.
Yeah, and the schedule that we've had lately has been pretty easy.
Yeah, pretty easy.
So we should win a lot more games than we have been. But the schedule coming up, I think it's gonna be a lot tougher. There's more games on the road than they are at home.
Yeah,
a lot more back to back games too.
Yeah, I mean we're playing. What did you tell me? Our away record was 13-10.
13-10 so far in the season away.
And we have 17 road games left and 13 home games left.
We're about a little bit above a 500 team on the road. That's not something you want to see.
No, not at all. We just need to improve. We got all our players, and they're not really playing well. They're not playing all that together. Do you think the Knicks should try and get a trade within these next few days?
I don't see anything happening. We have till Thursday. It's already Monday. I really don't see any trade being done. Shumpert's are probably our best piece, but I don't think as I said in our last episode, I really don't think we should get rid of him.
What about JR?
JR, I don't know.
for like a Paul Millsap or another mid-level power forward.
We're only paying him about 2.5 mil, and then Paul Millsap's at like 11 or 10.
Is he?
He's up there. But he, 8 and 11, I think. But yeah, we have a deal on JR, so I wouldn't get rid of him.
But he's a free agent this summer, and so is Millsap. He's also a free agent. Yeah, obviously, we're not going to be able to afford to sign a guy like Millsap, but I think we need like a cheaper power forward defender. We don't need a scorer, obviously, I don't think. But we definitely need a defender because these point guards have been burning us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. The only one, that's why I say we shouldn't trade Chumper because he's our best defender on it for a point guard.
Is he going to hit that level that he was at last season?
That's the thing. He's coming off a serious injury, and a lot of people say he's not the same as he was, but give him time to come back. It's only been a few weeks.
He played 21 minutes against the Raptors, and he only took 3 shots, 2 of which he missed.
He did get 7 rebounds, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he did, but he didn't stop anybody from scoring on the other end, you know?
It seems like he's not as quick as he was last year.
Why is he still being limited? I mean, obviously he's coming off a torn ACL. That's not like coming from a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
You think that's why they're limiting? I mean, he's been there for what? When did he come back? Early January?
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks already. I think it was like mid-January. Well, yeah, it was early January.
So like a month. And he still hasn't played over 23 minutes that I've seen.
Yeah, I think they're just being extra cautious with that knee. Because without that knee, his speed goes out when that knee goes out.
So yeah.
Make sure that knee's all right. Otherwise, his speed is his best asset. And if he doesn't have his speed, then he can't defend.
Yeah, we really need him to step up. But you know, we also want him to be careful and not regress in his recovery. Something else that's been bugging me is Jason Kidd's play. I mean, this kid is straight up garbage all of a sudden.
Yeah, I knew that those extra minutes were going to take a toll on him, but I didn't expect it to be this obvious. I mean, he didn't score a point.
I know, but with Shumpert back, he has less to do, and Felton back, he has less to do, less of responsibility. He pretty much just ball manages.
Yeah, but he still played 31 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd be playing that much.
What did Pridgy play? He played 7 minutes?
He played 7 minutes, but he didn't really do anything.
He literally did nothing. He got an assist. Yeah, and he didn't take a shot again. I mean, 7 minutes is kind of tough, but, you know, he's scared to shoot from the field. Yeah, I don't know what's up with our point guard situation, shooting guards. I mean, obviously we have the numbers. We have, like, 3 guys there. But they are not—they're not clicking. I don't really know why.
It has to come together pretty soon. And I'm not gonna stress too much about Amari's bad shooting night because he's been playing very well up until this night.
So I just noticed Amari only played 17 minutes. He was 4 for 13 from the field.
17 minutes. He put up 13 shots and he wasn't hitting them. So
yeah. Actually, that's a lot of shots for 17 minutes.
Yeah, it's almost a shot a minute, and he's missing most of them.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't think that warrants you being on the field for more than 17 minutes if you're not hitting your shots.
Well, he was negative 13 during that little span that he was in. So
plus or minus, yeah, that's...
Whoever he was guarding was lighting up the Knicks.
Yeah, I'm sure it was Amir Johnson.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Nah, he only got 5 points. It was probably DeRozan or just guards flying by him because that's, you know, he's an open runway at that point. And anybody can get by him, especially...
Yeah, that's true.
Once teams get him to commit on the switch, that's a huge disadvantage for the Knicks.
Yeah, you can't keep up.
And we're not very good at help defense outside of Chandler. We don't really have another defender that's that smart. I mean,
for lack of a better word, right?
Yeah, I mean that's how I feel about it. That's why we get all these teams. They get those points in the paint.
You know, it's really funny though. We actually out rebounded the hell out of the Raptors. We had 20 offensive rebounds to their 8, and we have 52 Jeez. To their 35. So what went wrong? I mean, other than the shooting,
couldn't make our shots. No, that's
yeah,
it.
That's it. Right?
It's not like they were playing spectacular defense.
No, they weren't. I mean, there was nothing really. It's just they showed up in the second half, and we didn't.
Kyle Lowry didn't even play in the fourth quarter practically.
Yeah, and that might have been an advantage to them.
Yeah, that might have sparked something in their team. I don't know, because we're leading the whole way, pretty much. We weren't crushing them, but we're you know,
a lot of technicals being thrown around too. And Melo has to relax with that because he's already, I think, tied for first or second in the league right now. He doesn't want to get to that 16.
Is that the limit?
I think.
What is he at? Like 12?
He's 11 or 12, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, he gets them all the time.
Now, does that reset in the playoffs?
I think so, that's right? That's a good question. I think it does, but you can't get, like, two in a row or something like that.
Yeah, I think he was close last season, too. I'm not stressing that too much. I think once he gets to that threshold, you know, Woodson will be like, okay, well, you're not allowed anymore, so...
Yeah, but that also kills the momentum of a game. You don't want to see your star player getting technicals and giving the other team an opportunity to get a free point.
Yeah.
You know, and especially it sits in him too because he gets emotional about it. So
yeah, he's a very fragile player when it comes to when he gets over emotional.
Right.
I feel like he doesn't bring out his best game. I think I mentioned that last week. But and I think the Knicks overall they're a fragile team. I don't know, you look at other teams in the East, like especially the Bulls and the Pacers, you can tell those teams are rock solid in terms of their cohesiveness.
Right.
And if they see us in the playoffs, I don't think we can get by those guys.
Actually, Melo's at 12 on 10 on the year. 10 on the year. DeMarcus Cousins is the leader. Kobe and Durant actually have 11 each.
Yeah? Durant?
Yeah, yeah, right? That's what I was thinking. I thought he was a level-headed guy. Also was Chandler, but he has 9.
Well, Chandler's, I think, are more reaction technicals.
Yeah.
He doesn't really complain too much, but he has those just emotional outbursts sometimes that I don't even agree with all of those, but, you know, it happens.
Moving on from that disaster of a game, what'd you think about the All-Star Weekend?
It was fun. It was, like, a lot of cool things to see. My favorite event is always the skills challenge. I like to see the point guards doing their thing.
Yeah, I like to see that, too. Who ended up taking that?
It was Damian Lillard.
Oh, that's right, Damian Lillard. Yeah, he should be Rookie of the Year, man. He's having a hell of a year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he will be. I don't even know who's close to second right now. Anthony Davis is, you know, he's going to be something, but he's not Rookie of the Year type.
Yeah, I don't think he's played every game yet either. I mean, I think he's missed a couple games with injury, and I think that hurts your cause.
Yeah. Nah, but Damian Lillard is putting up really good numbers.
Crazy good numbers.
I don't even know where he went in the draft. He had to go maybe early teens or something, right?
I'm not 100% sure, but yeah. I know he wasn't.
That was a good pick.
That was a great pick.
He reminds me of Derrick Rose in his poise and demeanor. He's all business on the court, and he's not flashy or anything. He's just a very technical, smart player. That's really what you want. He's like the opposite of a Dwight Howard out there.
Yeah, but it was good seeing that that skills challenge. It was really fun watching that. Unfortunately, our Knicks didn't pull out anything.
Yeah, Novak didn't have a bad outing on the 3-point. I think he did all right. 17 points.
Yeah, he did all right. It wasn't enough to win, but he did pretty good. He caught fire towards the end, I think, on those baseline threes that he likes.
He almost, I think he missed the cut by a point or two.
Yeah.
To get into the final.
And James White, I don't think had too much of a good time at that dunk contest.
Oh, he embarrassed me out there.
Yeah, the first one, okay, I'll give him the first one. It was a pretty big jump. Shows him why they call him James Flight White. Yeah, the flight intends and everything. But the second one, I think he just got exhausted. And
That was the foul line through the legs one?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he couldn't.
It would have been a monster jam.
It would, but why did he need all that extra space? He would go all the way to the other end and then some. What's the point of those extra 2 feet? I don't get it.
Just to waste the audience's time, I guess. Yeah. I don't know why he did that.
He was wasting his own time, too.
He didn't need to go behind the bench to get the running start at all.
No, you don't need those extra 2 inches. Come on.
Because he would go all the way to the back, run, and then, like, kind of not stop, but he would, like, shuffle his feet.
He would start, like, galloping, and then he would just shuffle.
Yeah, and always miss. So that was a good waste of 2 minutes.
Some of the other dunks were nice, though. I mean, Terrence Ross, his was pretty good. He jumped over a little kid.
His was really good. I also like the Eric Bledsoe reverse one. Not his first one. His first one was kind of whack. But he had the second one, which was just like a pump fake, reverse dunk.
I like seeing him get up there, too, because he's only 6'1". So
yeah, he's small.
Watching him get up there like that, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's very small.
Terrence Ross's first one I liked a lot. It was behind his back, and it was like a 360.
I don't think I saw that one.
It took him a couple times to get it, but it was really nice when he finally pulled it off. I think he only got it in the last, like, 20 seconds.
See, that's the thing. When you miss your first three or four attempts, sucks the energy out of the crowd.
There's way too much time. A minute and a half, I think, is way too much time to complete a dunk. You don't need all that time unless you're bringing in, like, an 8-foot hoop.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like a cupcake.
Oh, what about what's his name?
Or a Kia.
Or a Kia.
I mean, maybe you need the whole minute and a half to drive the car and whatnot, but.
The guy from the Pacers, can't remember his name, Danny Green, maybe? He cut the net.
Oh, yeah, that was okay.
I didn't like that because he only got it after the fact.
Yeah, it was after the fact. I think it didn't even count when he did it.
Yeah, it didn't count. He got 30.
I liked it was original for all these years watching that slam dunk contest. These dunks get a little repetitive with the behind the back and between the legs and 360s, but his was a little original. It wasn't anything like crazy. He just dunked it, grabbed it, and dunked it again.
Yeah.
But it was pretty hard. I mean, it took him, you could tell he was just.
Yeah, but that's my thing about it. Why don't these guys, I feel like they don't even practice these dunks. Like, practice the dunk all morning or whatever you're doing. He's not an all-star. He's not participating in anything else. He's not doing anything.
Yeah.
Practice the dunks. Come out. Put on a good show. Don't sit there and do 10 attempts for a minute and a half.
Yeah, people are just going to get frustrated.
Yeah, and then when you finally get the dunk, I feel like I already pictured it in my head, so it loses the effect.
Exactly. It's like you're always let down.
Yeah, like you can't come back from missing 10. So, but other than that, my favorite dunks were the non-prop dunks, the Terrence Ross dunks.
Yeah, like his were nice. I liked his.
The Vince Carter tribute he did, that was a sick dunk.
I like Kenneth Reed, too. He has some ups on him. Yeah, that was.
He had the off the backboard, under the legs, Isaiah Ryder type dunk. That was a really good dunk.
That was good, too. I like seeing him. And he crushed it in that rookie sophomore game, that Team Shaq versus Team Barkley. He had 40 points, 10 rebounds. Manimal, they call him.
Did you see
that? That was a high scoring game, man. That was like 163 to 135 or something like that.
Yeah, Team Chuck won again.
Yeah, they crushed it.
Did you see after the game? He went and hung out with like Charles and those guys for a minute.
No, did he?
They interviewed him and stuff. And towards the end of the interview, they asked him, "What do you think of JaVale McGee and like the negative highlight reels?" And they asked him if he joked on him after the fact, after like all his blunders, and he was like, "Yeah, we do."
I mean, I think you have to. Some of his airheadedness is just inexcusable.
Yeah, it was. So it was cool Saturday. Yeah, what did you think of the All-Star game last night?
It was good. It was close. It was neck and neck until I think it was like the most lead changes out of any All-Star game in a while. And it came down to the fourth quarter, and the West just pulled away. And I think I called that last week, too. I said the West was going to take it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be this close.
There was the whole LeBron versus Kobe thing going on. But, I mean, how much does that really matter? One's going to be in the playoffs, one isn't.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Lakers might get there.
Yeah, they have a long way to go. And who are they gonna? There's no one to take over. Like, I don't think Houston's gonna get knocked out.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to. I could see Portland fading a bit.
Yeah,
I don't know if Houston. You never know.
Anything could happen. Still, I mean, it's more than halfway through the season, but anything could happen.
And if they do make it, they'll probably just get clobbered by the Spurs.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like you do make it to the tournament, but then it.
I know. Then what? Yeah. I could actually see them stepping up. They have the talent. We all know that. It's just they just look. I don't know. There's something wrong there.
Yeah, they're not clicking. They have been playing well. Did you see? I didn't see them play the Clippers on Thursday night, but I heard they lost.
They did lose. They got destroyed. The first quarter.
Oh, they did?
The first quarter was like 30 something to 18 or something like that. It was over from the beginning.
That's just, you know, Chris Paul, he's back. I guess he's playing well. As you saw last night, he was 20-15. That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, and when you let that's a lack of Lakers defense, too. When you let the Lakers score 135 points in a game.
The Clippers.
And, yeah, you're going to lose the game.
They scored 125 on the Lakers?
Yeah, it was 125 to 101 or to 100, something like that.
Jeez.
But, yeah, Chris Paul had a great All-Star game. He deserved that MVP. He had like 10 assists by the end of the first half.
Yeah, 9, I think.
9? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. He had a great game.
Had the East won that game, Melo would have been the MVP.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a good game too. He was on fire.
Yeah, 26-12, I think he had.
That's great.
Yeah, he's by far the best player on the East.
There's some nice dunks too. You saw Blake Griffin doing what he usually does.
Did you notice the badges on the uniforms, on the warm-up jackets?
I did, actually. They're pretty nice. I like them.
I love that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Kobe's was all studded up. And then you see, like, Wade's and Amari, and not Amari's, Wade's and LeBron's and Duncan's. And then Melo's, I was like, oh man, Melo only had that one star on his, which is like the sixth time All-Star or whatever it is. And but this year, hopefully he'll get, I mean, obviously we're not, I don't think we're going to get a title this season. Very unlikely, but if he could get the scoring champion
he's title. He's in second right now, right?
Yeah, it's very close.
Yeah, him and Durant are neck and neck. He's the best scorer, I think, in the league. I mean, he's the best at putting the ball in the basket.
Yeah, and he doesn't really do it in a spectacular way, especially when he gets when he play around the rim. Those little putbacks that I don't even know how he squeezes them that by those defenders. But he gets those nice little putbacks. Never shows up in the highlights, obviously, because he's not a dunker or a guy like that. But
tell you what, though, he's not going to win that if he shoots 20% like he did on Wednesday.
No. Nah, he'll be okay. You know how Melo is.
He'll be all right.
He'll be all right, as he says.
I'm looking forward to the games this week. We got the Pacers on Wednesday, which is going to be a great game in Indiana. And then we got the Raptors again in Toronto.
Let's start with the Pacers game. That's going to be a tough game.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, that's going to be a big test. And coming back from the All-Star game, everyone's fresh. Hopefully we can go in there and pull out the W.
Those guys play physical basketball.
They do. It's going to be a great game to watch.
Yeah, playing in Indiana, they're a game and a half behind us in the standings.
Yeah, that's another reason. There's going to be big implications with that.
I think we play them Wednesday, and then we still play them one more time at the Garden.
Yeah, like we play the Raptors. We play the Raptors a couple more times still, actually. We play them back-to-back in March. We play them three more times.
Three?
Three more, including, the Raptors. Including this week, yeah. And then the Pacers, we still play once at the very end of the season. Those are games you want to win. Those are conference games.
Yeah, those are the games. If you're one of those people that says, you know, the Knicks needed this break, this All-Star break, so to kind of regroup and get their groove back. This is the kind of game that you want them to prove that you're right. You want them to come out and win this game.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely do. I mean, definitely against the Pacers. They're a great team.
Yeah, they're a very good team. And I think Danny Granger might play that game.
Really? Oh, he's back already?
He's not back.
He's probably going to be limited, right?
Yeah, he'll definitely be limited. He'll probably come off the bench. But I read last week that he was supposed to come back last Wednesday, but then they just gave him, you know, the extra days.
Either way, I want to see how they contain Paul George, because he's having an amazing season too.
Yeah, I really like Paul George.
Paul George, they have just an all-around good team.
Yeah.
David West is having a good year.
And they're a top defensive team.
Hibbert's,
I think they limit opponents to 80-something points. They don't score that much either, but I guess when they prevent you from scoring, they don't need to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they have the opposite mentality of the Lakers, who let you score, but they have to try to score more than you.
Yeah, so...
And then Toronto on Friday.
And that's going to be another good game, because it's one of those games where you say, okay, let's see how the Knicks respond now.
Yeah, because the loss is still fresh in their memory.
Right.
So they're going to want to come back and prove the critics that wrong, you know. You can't go in there and you can't lose to a team like that in that sort of fashion.
Yeah, and I understand they've won four in a row now, but who cares?
Who really cares? It's still 21-32.
Yeah.
Okay, Rudy Gay improved their team, but are they going to make the playoffs? Probably not.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. And then we got Philly Sunday night.
Yeah, Philly next week, and then we got Golden State next week too. Those are both home games, so we want to take away.
We'll definitely do a show before then.
Yep.
Well, we're going to wrap up there. It was a short week. We look forward to these upcoming games, and we'll probably be back Saturday or Sunday. We'll see how it goes.
Hit us up on Knicks Fancast at Knicks Fancast on Twitter. Send us any topics you guys want us to talk about, and we'll do our best to address them.
Yeah, we're also on Facebook. We got a little group thing going over there.
Facebook and Google Plus.
Yeah, so.
So do what you got to do. Get your voice heard. Looking forward to hearing from you guys.
All right, and watch the Knicks on Wednesday. Later.
Yes, sir. Take it easy.